Now, over the weekend, following on from the findings of the Stardust inquest last week, we had lots of coverage in newspapers, and of course we had an apology from on Taoiseach Simon Harris. There will be an official Dáil apology happening this week as well. But what about other fires that have happened? And one particular tweet from broadcaster Vincent Brown caught a lot of attention, caught our attention here on the programme, and that was about the 48 victims who died in a fire in Drumcullagher in County Limerick in 1926. Vincent, of course, originally from Broadford, County Limerick, near Drumcullagher, and I'd like to say he's with me on the line. Vincent, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
I had never heard of this. A number of people who contacted you online afterwards also had never heard of it. This was a cinema fire in September 1926, is that right?
Well, cinema is not the right word for it. It was a loft. What happened was this. A fellow working in a picture house, a cinema in Cork, at the time, cinemas in Cork and elsewhere, I assume, didn't show films on a Sunday night. And one fellow working in a cinema in Cork brought the film out to Drumcullagher to let people see whatever the film was. And it was this happened in a loft in the middle of the village, and you had to climb up a ladder to get into the thing, and the place was packed, and because films were exotic new inventions at the time, and at a stage during the course of the evening, the fellow had candles on a table, and the film that he had brought from Cork caught fire, and some people escaped down the ladder, but because the fire started right beside the ladder, people were escaping through a window, and unfortunately a overweight woman got caught in the window, and that and as a consequence she and 48 people, another 47 people were burnt alive. And it was just horrific, and this is a small village community, would have an enormous impact on the locality.
Yeah.
And of course it got huge coverage in the Irish and foreign newspapers, and a lot of people and the government at the time, led by W.T. Cosgrave, Cosgrave himself came to the funerals, as did the Minister for Home Affairs, which is the same as Justice, Minister for Justice, Kevin O'Higgins. And Kevin O'Higgins was asked whether there had been an inquiry, and he said in his Clongo's accent, that is not in contemplation. And that was it.
That was the end of the matter.
That was the end of the matter.
Can that be explained by, look, this is the early days of the Irish state, safety standards and the drive to improve things just wasn't there, the drive to learn lessons wasn't there, because of, I suppose, we were out of a civil war and a period of tragedy, war of independence, over the previous 10 or so years?
So it also is a factor in the mindset of the time, of those people in government at the time, and these were these were insignificant people, and they didn't have a way, and the people of Drumcullagher didn't have a way of exerting the pressure that was needed.
Yeah, that's fair to say. in terms of like the pressure on the powers that be in Dublin at a far removed then in 1926 Ireland in relation to trying to put that sort of pressure on.
Yeah, yeah. That was horrific. Now, this doesn't take, I hope this doesn't take away from the horror of the Stardust tragedy. Yeah. And I'm not suggesting that why did they bother with an inquiry when they didn't, in the Stardust incident, when they didn't bother with an inquiry in 1926. That's not my point at all. It's just, at that time, people were regarded as insignificant.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Did you learn about this? Obviously, you learned about this growing up in the area. This had a huge impact, I'd imagine, in Drumcolour and Broadford and the wider North Kerry region.
My father cycled to Drum. The word of it spread around, and my father, he was in Newcastle West, actually, and he cycled from Newcastle West to Drumcolour, about 10 miles, and was there seeing the horror of the aftermath of the fire, and of course it was something that the people in the area were just numbed by.
Yeah.
By what
the
happened.
Scale of the tragedy. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, a listener gets in touch and says Edward Stack from Douai was a victim. Yep, 48 victims there. Vincent, look, thanks for telling us the story and reminding us of it this morning. Final question for you. We're heading into a period of probably three elections over the next 10 months. You're retired now. Would you miss the cut and thrust of it?
No.
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 Why not?
I just had enough of that, and TDs to answer questions is really tiresome. And I was listening to a interview that Cara Byrne had on RT Radio this morning, and she's I have very high opinion of her. I think she's a very good interview. But the issue of equality and or inequality are the issue of people who are living on the margins never gets raised nowadays. And I think it's not good. But of course it manifests itself in the issue of housing, and not many people who went to Clongowes are seeking housing at this time, and not many people who went to Clongowes or other parts of schools, which I did, are in queues are on trolleys in hospitals.
Yeah.
And there's still two-class, three-class Ireland. Class still remains a major factor in our society, and of course people say, oh, that's ridiculous, there's no such thing as class. And I know, yes, there is.
Work still to be done, so, and we'll see what happens with that, Vincent. But look, thanks for taking the time and thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Okay, thank you.